Chapter 4. Hard Times. The wind lashed the bare trees and swept the snow into tall drifts.
"That way," said Annie.
She led the way down the castle steps to the path.
"Mr. Perkins was a nice guy," said Annie as they headed toward the west side of the park.
"Yeah," said Jack. "Someday I'd like to go back there and see all his weather instruments."
Jack and Annie trudged through the storm until they saw buildings just beyond the trees.
"We're almost out of Central Park," Annie said.
Jack looked around.
"Do you see Teddy and Kathleen?"
he said.
"No, but we better keep going if we want to get to the zoo today," said Annie.
Jack agreed. Mr. Perkins had said that the blizzard was going to turn into a monster after dark, and dark came early in November. They left the park and came to a wide city street. All sorts of things were blowing about in the wind. Newspapers, hats, and umbrellas turned inside out. Jack and Annie grabbed a lamppost and clung to it, trying to keep from getting blown away too. When there was a lull in the storm, they trudged across the avenue. It was lined with cars half buried in the snow. Jack and Annie started down a side street. They passed an old man and woman huddled in a doorway, wrapped in torn blankets, burning a fire in a small stove. They passed a line of men dressed in ragged clothes standing outside a building. A sign said, "Free soup." Jack hoped everyone outside would find better shelter before the monster blizzard hit.
"Excuse me," Annie called to the men in the line for free soup. "Do you know where the West Side IRT subway is?"
2 blocks, said a man. "Keep going."
"Thanks," said Annie.
Jack and Annie kept going. They passed a firehouse, a cheese store, and a newsstand. Everything was closed and shuttered. Peddlers' carts were stuck in drifts. Signs banged in the wind. One said, "Meatballs and beans, 10 cents. Another said, "Zito's Bakery, 5 cents a loaf." A third said, "Lodging, $2 a week.
Jack and Annie crossed the street. They saw newsboys huddled under a theater awning. The boys had wrapped their feet and legs in newspapers to keep warm.
"Excuse me, where's the subway?" Jack shouted.
"End of the block and around the corner. Green ball," said a boy.
"Green ball?" wondered Jack. "What does that mean?"
"Thanks," said Annie. "You guys should go home. After dark, the storm's turning into a monster."
Jack and Annie trudged on. When they turned the corner, Annie shouted,
"Look, a green ball."
On top of a post was a large green ball. The post was next to a stairway that led underground. A sign said, "Uptown, IRT trains, 1, 2, 3.
"That's it. Mr. Perkins said we'd take the number 2, said Annie.
"Wait, do you see Teddy and Kathleen?"
said Jack, peering through the snow. Annie looked with him down the city street.
"I don't see them, but I'm sure they'll find us," said Annie.
She and Jack started down the stairs that led underground. The stairway was filled with people trying to get out of the storm. Jack and Annie walked with the crowd into the subway station. A long line waited in front of a turnstile. A sign over the turnstile said, "Subway, 5 cents.
"Oops, do you have any money for the subway?" Annie asked Jack.
"Yeah, I think I left home with at least $1 in change," said Jack.
He reached into his pocket and pulled out 2 nickels.
"Cool," said Annie.
She led the way to the line. As they waited, Jack looked around the station. A banjo player played a silly tune, but no one smiled. A man in rags walked around holding out a hat, begging for money. Jack took another nickel from his pocket and dropped it into the hat.
Thank you, bless you," said the beggar.
"Sure," said Jack.
As the beggar walked on, Jack looked at Annie.
"Boy, just a little nickel made him so happy," he said. "I know. Everyone seems really poor and desperate here," said Annie.
"I wonder why," said Jack.
While the line moved slowly toward the turnstile, he pulled out their research book. He read aloud from the introduction.
"In the 1930s, New York City, as well as the rest of the United States, suffered through hard times known as the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, and many people had no money or homes."